Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
ABC, still a big whopping 0 minutes of coverage. CBS, still a zero. Yes, a whopping 0 minutes of coverage. NBC News, another big 0 minutes of coverage. But no. The media is not biased, I promise. The media is totally honest, completely transparent when it comes to Twitter files. Now, we have new Twitter files that have come out, all right? And we're going to get into those. But I want to go backwards to just how corrupt Twitter was with the deep state and the FBI, because a lot of people don't actually understand these hardcore connections here. We now know that Twitter employed not just a gang of American spies leading up to the 2020 election, but a gang of spies at the highest level of our spying apparatus within the deep state of the United States government. Twitter loved hiring former spies right out of the government where they spied together. They loved getting people from the intelligence community, specifically leading up to the 2020 election. That, according to the 7th release of the Twitter files that came out. Now, among the ex-spies who worked for Twitter was a guy by the name of James Baker. You may remember that name because James Baker is the FBI's former general counsel. He's kind of a big deal. You may remember the name James Baker because he was, in fact, one of the key participants in pushing for the 2016 Russian hoax investigation into Donald Trump, who was then the president. I'll say it again. This guy was a big deal. He was a really big deal. If you don't believe me, let me just give you another headline from the Wall Street Journal. FBI took Michael Sussman's allegations of Trump-Russia ties seriously, former official testify. Yeah, that's their headline. The Bureau's ex-general counsel says lawyers avowed civic motion spurred interest in his ultimately unsupported evidence of ties between the Russian bank and Donald Trump's company in 2016 that he knew was made out of thin air. Now, you got to understand something. The FBI, and this has nothing to do with where we're going with this, with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, okay? This is a completely different scandal. The FBI knew from the very first meeting with Hillary Clinton's campaign lawyer that they were being lied to. They knew when that campaign lawyer met with them claiming that he was not representing any candidate, that he was lying to them. They didn't care because all they wanted to do was stop you from picking the candidate they didn't like. That is what they understood from the very beginning. The deep state understood that when they were investigating Donald Trump for Russia collusion, and when they were giving information to liberals on Capitol Hill like Adam Schiff, that it was all total crap. They did it anyway. They were trying to overthrow the will of the people. That's called a coup. And if you go back to the article from the Wall Street Journal, a former top FBI lawyer said the agency would have treated allegations connecting the Trump campaign to Russia more skeptically if their source, lawyer Michael Sussman, had told the Bureau he was coming forward on behalf of clients that included Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee. All right. How stupid do they think we are? Because I don't believe that the Bureau at this level is stupid. I think they're brilliant. I think they're coordinated. I think the deep state plays at a whole nother level of intellect. They're not dumb. They didn't get bamboozled that day when Michael Sussman walked in their office. They knew exactly who he was. They knew exactly who he was representing. And if they didn't, they could just spy on them like they spy on every other conservative. It's not hard, right? The same way they spied on Donald Trump's campaign. But this testimony that happened back in May of this year came at that criminal trial of Mr. Sussman, the first from Special Counsel John Durham, and that three-year probe into how the FBI handled allegations of ties between the Trump campaign and Russia in 2016. What we know is that immediately the FBI said, if you remember back in the day, internally, that this was obvious. That this was user-generated. That's how they described it. User-generated. I'm going to tell you more about how corrupt the FBI is, but I also want to say thank you and remind you about a really cool company, and that is TurtleBox. If you love to be outside and listen to music, if you're looking for the perfect gift for any outdoorsman in your life, then you need to buy the loudest, truly portable, waterproof Bluetooth speaker that there is. It is the loudest, it's truly waterproof, and it has an ultra-long battery life. It is called TurtleBox. You can also create your own color combinations for your favorite college team. That's right, you can mix and match the box color with a custom handle to create your own team colors. This is perfect for fishing, hunting, tailgating, backyard parties, the perfect tailgating sound system, and the perfect gift for any man in your life if you want to blow him away. Check it out, and I'm going to save you money. You can go to turtleboxaudio.com. You'll get $20 off and free shipping if you use my promo code Ben. That's TurtleBox Audio, turtleboxaudio.com. Use the promo code Ben. And what does that mean if you've never heard that term before? User-generated. It means the guy who's bringing you this information didn't actually get it from somebody. He created it out of thin air. That's what user-generated means. They knew at the FBI that the dossier into Donald Trump and the Steele dossier and all of this was a lie. They knew immediately that there was no connection from this Alpha Bank in Russia and Donald Trump's company. There was no secret back channel communications through servers. They checked into it, and they also then knew once they checked into it that there was nothing there, but it didn't matter. They wanted to overthrow the will of the American people. This is what the deep state does. This is what the CIA does. If you've ever watched, by the way, and I would encourage you to watch Narcos on Netflix. Mr. Producer's probably laughing right now because he's like, yes. You notice that the way that they played the CIA and what was happening down when they were going after the drug cartels was basically a level of psychotic narcissism that I've witnessed only from people that think they are more brilliant and more powerful than anybody else. The CIA was actually basically screwing over the DEA on a regular basis. The CIA wanted to overthrow people and wanted to pull strings, and that's how they got off on their power. Now, what happens when you're out of the game, right? You go through detox, you go through depression, or you get paid and you keep doing what you were doing before. That's apparently exactly what all the ex-spies were doing that went to work for Twitter. They were still in the game. That's why James Baker, the former FBI general counsel, who was a key participant in pushing the 2016 Russian hoax against Donald Trump, loved going and working at Twitter. Baker, James Baker, left the FBI in 2018. And what did he do? He went to a far-left Brookings Institute. So don't tell me the guy wasn't biased when he was at the FBI. You can only get a job at the Brookings Institute if you're a woke, crazy liberal. Where else did he go? Where you go get paid if you're a hardcore leftist? CNN. That's where he went right after his departure from the FBI. Then opens up, right? Twitter calls and says, hey, man, you're the former general counsel of the FBI. We worked with you, loved working with you. Why don't you come take a job over here at Twitter? And there it was. He became the deputy general counsel and vice president of legal. That according to his own LinkedIn account. Now, during his tenure, he played a key role in suppressing the New York Post story on Hunter Biden, the laptop from hell. So let's just go backwards real quick. FBI former general counsel frames a president of the United States of America for crimes he knew he didn't commit. Knew the Russian hoax was crap and did it anyway. Allowed for him to be impeached by the Democratic Party, who created the manifesto in the beginning to overthrow the will of the people. And they sat back at the FBI and they watched a sitting president get impeached over information that they had already internally marked as user-generated, meaning this is crap and a lie, and they did it on purpose. So he does that, bam, gets out, goes to CNN, bam, goes to Brookings Institute, gets paid, bam. Then he goes to Twitter, and now he can read everybody's messages. He can silence people, censor people, get people kicked off of Twitter. Hell, for all we know, probably was reading the direct messages of all the people on Twitter. During his tenure, he played a key role in suppressing that big story that could change and alter the outcome of an election. Of course he's going to do this on the Hunter Biden laptop story. He already did it against Donald Trump to make sure they tried to overthrow the will of the people. He tried to literally facilitate a coup in the United States of America. Why would he not? Why would he not block this story on Hunter Biden? It's his team. He's a hardcore lefty. As of 2020, you want to know how many people from the deep state were working at Twitter? There were so many former FBI employees, top level, that they actually had their own chat. They had their own private Slack channel, which is like a chat room that they could all talk to. It was called BU, alumni, referring to the FBI and the Bureau. Working at Twitter, they created their own private channel and a crib sheet to onboard new FBI arrivals. You leave Twitter, you leave the FBI, you come right on over to Twitter. Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. You may see a lot of bait and switch offers for free phones, free iPhones. Well, they're usually too good to be true, just like freedom itself. Nothing is free. Mobile phone companies not only lock you into long-term contracts, but they also build the price of the phone into your bill with hidden fees. With Patriot Mobile, they can show you how to get that same iPhone interest-free without the games and no contract at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks because they use the same towers as the major carrier that you're probably on right now. So if you want to get great service and you want to know you're working with a company that supports conservative causes, that every month when you pay your bill, they actually take a portion of your bill and they give it back to causes like First and Second Amendment issues and the right to life as well as adoptions, then you need to check out Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson plus other great savings. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Former general counsel of the FBI, Baker played that central role in making the case internally for that investigation of Donald Trump, even though he knew that it was all crap. And Baker wasn't the only former senior FBI executive to get involved in the Trump investigation to go to Twitter either. We now know from these Twitter files that Don Burton, the former deputy chief of staff to the FBI head, guy by the name of James Comey, who initiated the investigation of Trump, joined Twitter in 2019 as, quote, director of strategy. Let me just say that again. This is a really important point. Everybody write this down, okay, because this is important. You've got the guy that's the former chief of staff to James Comey. We know how corrupt James Comey was. We know that James Comey was an individual that wanted to take down Donald Trump. He was a part of the deep state. We know that he knew that the Russian hoax story was a hoax. He also knew that the Hunter Biden laptop was real. And what did he do? Not a damn thing. Miranda Devine put it this way. She said the difference between the KGB and the FBI is the FBI pays private companies millions of dollars to suppress dissent. Is she wrong? I mean, think about what Miranda Devine just said there. The difference between the KGB and the FBI is the FBI pays private companies millions of dollars to suppress dissent. If that's not the deep state, I don't know what is. And that's exactly what this is. It is all corruption at the highest level. I want to play for you, by the way, real quick, Miranda Devine, talking about how much money was being paid. Your tax dollars. Not a little bit of money, a lot of money. The FBI was paying Twitter $3.4 million to actually censor and silence conservative Americans.
It was pretty clear that there was really a psychological operation being conducted against Twitter executives by the FBI, so that when our story came up in October of 2020, that they would recognize it immediately as a Russian hack and leak operation, because they'd been warned for weeks by FBI exactly what to look for. In fact, to look for this operation in October, and that it would involve Hunter Biden. And remember that the FBI was paying Twitter $3.4 million they gave them to help censor Americans, and particularly our story 3 weeks before the election.
FBI was paying a private company to silence conservatives, to silence a narrative. That's not all we know. We also now know that Don Burton, who was the former chief of staff, the FBI head, James Comey, who initiated the investigation of Trump, joined Twitter as their director of strategy. What was her strategy? To push out propaganda and agenda and to silence conservatives. What these Twitter files show is that the FBI wanted to share information with Twitter employees, and the information they wanted to share to Twitter employees required a top secret security clearance, not a problem. Twitter said, hey, we've got your guys over here, the FBI guy, Baker, bring it on. And that's how the FBI and all the FBI former employees worked together, warning before the 2020 election that the Russian disinformation campaign, quote, could happen. Bam! Hunter Biden laptop story drops. What happens? Not a damn thing, but they silence it, shut it down, and they wouldn't even let you share it in direct messages. In fact, they use technology to silence conservatives that shared an authentic and real article, a real news story. They treat it the same way as someone sharing child pornography. These files now show that the FBI was desperate to share information with Twitter employees. They could only share the information with Twitter employees that had, quote, top secret security clearance. Not a problem, because the FBI had all of these top people from the FBI working for them. The FBI knew that there was a big story that was going to break before the 2020 election. They knew the story was real, and they knew that they couldn't allow Donald Trump to win another four-year term. So when the Post, the New York Post, dropped that first Hunter Biden laptop story, what happened? The FBI, working with their former top people at the FBI, who now work at Twitter, immediately started their internal Twitter communication saying that the Hunter Biden materials were either faked, hacked, or both, and a violation of Twitter policy. That is what former FBI James Baker, the same guy that sold you and the same guy that went after Donald Trump trying to overthrow the American people, a coup attempt on you as a voter when he was working for your government at the FBI, goes to Twitter and he does the same damn thing. He knew the story was real. He was at the FBI. He had friends at the FBI. He had top secret security clearance. He knew the Hunter Biden laptop story, which they'd had for over a year at that point, was real. What did they say while working at Twitter? Quote, over and over again. I have no doubt, by the way, that what we are finding out about Twitter, because of the bravery of Elon Musk to risk it all to show and give us transparency, is I have no doubt it's no different than what we are seeing and what we would see at Facebook. I have no doubt that exactly what was happening at Twitter was happening at Facebook and Google. I have no doubt that it's happening at YouTube. The federal government and the deep state uses the media, and this has happened all over the world with the CIA, to plant and push out fake stories and fake ideas to influence and change the outcome of elections. That is exactly what the FBI was doing. That is exactly what they were doing with impeachment. And that's exactly what they are doing now with the Hunter Biden story when it broke. You come in before, you go to YouTube, you go to Google, you go to Twitter, right? You go to Facebook and you say, hey, we got a story that's going to break. There's a chance a story could break. Sorry, let's make sure we, you know, get the BS right here. There's a chance it could break and it could be Russian disinformation. They knew the Russian disinformation idea they would latch onto. It gave them, you know, plausible deniability to that the only reason why they were trying to suppress the story is because we were just trying to make sure that the elections weren't influenced, when in fact that's exactly what they were doing. They were influencing our elections. Baker immediately comes out, former FBI top guy at Twitter, and says over and over again that the Hunter Biden materials were either faked, hacked, or both. And then we find out that when Elon Musk was releasing the Twitter files back in early December, he was fired. Baker was fired by Elon Musk for his possible role in the suppression of information important to the public dialogue, Mark tweeted on December the 6th. Musk's statement appeared to reference Baker's suppression of the Twitter file. So this guy never gave up. Like, I got to give him credit for that. At least he was going down swinging. Even after Elon Musk, who was in charge of the company, Baker's like, nope, I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep pushing my narrative and the deep state's narrative, and I'm going to suppress the information of the Twitter files, which reveal that Twitter violated, in my opinion, the First Amendment as well as campaign finance laws. I believe they did both here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
But this isn't the only ex-spy that was working at Twitter to alter the outcome of our elections. Don Burton, also another ex-spy. The Twitter files have exposed as a former member of the intelligence community that was employed by Twitter. Burton, you want to know who he was? He was the former deputy chief of staff, big high-up guy, to the FBI director, James Comey. He's the one that was there who initiated that 2016 Russian hoax investigation. Burton would have been close to the FBI's Hillary Clinton email investigation due to her connection with James Comey and the agency's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 elections. So all of the big controversies since 2016, these guys weren't just in them. They were orchestrating them. They were pulling the strings. Again, step back for a moment and say to yourself, holy crap. In America, this is what's happening. So my question is, what were they doing before 2016? What were they doing in 15 and 14 and 13 and 12 and 11 and 10 and 9 and 8 and 7 and 6 and 5 and 4 and 3 and 2? What were they doing when we were in a war in Iraq and Afghanistan? What were they doing when George Bush was president, or when Bill Clinton was president, or when, especially when Barack Obama was president? These guys from the deep state, Burton, former chief of staff, runs over to Twitter, get a payday in 2019. You want to know what his title was? He was, quote, the senior director of strategy and operations for the legal, public policy, and trust and safety organizations. That's what it says on LinkedIn. In other words, this guy speaks, everyone listens. In September of 2019, Twitter also employed James Comey. So James Comey, the former FBI director, also went in 2016 and was employed by Twitter as the director of strategy and operations and counsel organization. James Comey was nominated in 2013 by former President Barack Obama as the FBI director, and now that dude's hanging out at Twitter. Comey's nomination was controversial because of his previous employment with Lockheed Martin and his association with the Clinton Foundation, just to remind you how corrupt these people are. Lockheed Martin was a Clinton Foundation mega donor. The company admitted to becoming a Clinton Global Initiative member in 2010. According to records, Lockheed Martin is also a member of the American Chamber of Commerce in Egypt, which just happened to pay Bill Clinton $250,000 to deliver a speech in 2010. I'm sure there's no conspiracy there at all, right? In 2010, Lockheed Martin won 17 approvals, by the way, for private contracts from none other than Hillary Clinton's State Department. So, hey, I need $250,000 for the big guy in this situation. It was Bill Clinton, no problem. Hey, I need to get some money here for the Clinton Global Initiative. We got you. Hey, I need these 17 approvals for private contracts from the U.S. government from Hillary Clinton's State Department. That's our payday. We got you. So now take another step back. Twitter isn't being run by actual tech nerds and geeks. No. Twitter's being run by the FBI. They've got Baker, they've got Burton, and they got James Comey. Not only were they ex-spies working with Twitter, but the Post recently reported Twitter's ranks were filled with ex-spies. Some of them who are still apparently employed by Twitter. And if Elon Musk is smart, he's going to get them out as fast as he can. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide on gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Now, if you're sitting there in disbelief right now, that's good. That's normal. That's what I would hope you'd be thinking to yourself right now. But if you don't understand what this means for our country, there is no telling what else they have done. So let's just look at the facts now. These guys, the FBI, orchestrated the coup attempt to get Donald Trump out of office through impeachment. They also influenced our elections with a lie that there was some sort of Russian collusion between Donald Trump and Alpha Bank and his companies, and that he was compromised. Remember that? Yeah. They spied on his campaign because it wasn't just good enough to, you know, actually accuse him of all these terrible things. No, they wanted to spy on him to see what he was actually doing. Who knows who was in the White House spying on Donald Trump's top team? There's no telling who they had in there because they had spies apparently everywhere. And your tax dollars were paying for all of this. And then when that didn't work and they couldn't bring Donald Trump down that way, they said, all right, we got this. We'll take care of it in the next election. And that's exactly what they did. Because he was too big and too powerful, and he had empowered too many people to be successful. He had the lowest unemployment rate in history in my lifetime, lowest unemployment rate in history among African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, and single mothers. The Democratic Party was terrified that they were losing control. They were terrified they were losing control of their voting base, and they had to get rid of Donald Trump. And they were willing to do anything to get rid of him. Now, don't forget, they've also raided Mar-a-Lago. Who did that? The FBI. Does it all make sense to you now? Because it should. And as all this is happening, we got the January 6th committee, and what are they doing today? Oh, they're like, oh, by the way, we're going to make a criminal investigation recommendation for crimes and charges to come down against Donald Trump because we don't actually want the American people to have a moment where they think they have the opportunity to think for themselves. We don't want to give them the chance to vote for anybody again that we don't like. So we will frame them for crimes. We will destroy their lives. We will go after their children, and we will go after their businesses. And finally, they'll get back in line. You remember when J. Edgar Hoover, and if you ever watched that movie, it was a great movie, you should watch it. How did J. Edgar Hoover have his power? He had his own files on people. Basically, you screw with me, you screw with my FBI, you screw with any of my people or anybody, and I will ruin and destroy you and your family. He had files on everybody. He had files on Martin Luther King to JFK and everybody in between. He had files on congressmen and senators that he thought could be a threat to his power at the FBI. He made sure he could blackmail any of them. If he didn't have what he needed to blackmail, he'd just make it up out of thin air. He would plant stories. That's no different than what we're now hearing about when it comes to James Comey. How is it any different than what I just described to you right now, what they were doing at Twitter? And it's not just that they were silencing people. They were shadow banning people. They were making sure that the most influential tweets and the most influential conservatives were silenced. They were making sure that you couldn't find certain names if you were searching for them. They made sure that certain stories you couldn't even send. What happened with the New York Post article was brilliant. They knew that if that story got legs, and the deep state knew, and that's exactly why the 50 intel officials signed that letter saying, this has all the markings of Russian disinformation. Why do you think that signed that letter? Because they didn't want any of the things I'm talking about right now to actually be exposed. They had too much to lose. They were too big to fail. And they were all freaking out trying to cover their AWSs. And so they all got together because they knew that if Donald Trump didn't have to worry about a re-election and Donald Trump won that election in 2020, there was going to be hell to pay for what they did. They couldn't get him impeached. They did get him impeached, but he didn't get thrown out of office. That's a better way of putting it. So they had to plant stories. They had to do what they had to do to try to destroy him. And they didn't care who got hurt in the process because it was game on, folks. This was the entire ball game. All right. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. Please write us a 5-star review. See you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.